Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed equities in Asia overnight, as Greater China markets posted more losses, while European equity markets are higher in early trade, currently near their best levels. Bond yield curves are flattening, with US 10-year and bund yields unchanged. The US dollar is weaker against the other currencies as the offshore yuan rebounded amid reports that China state banks were seen selling dollars. Crude is rebounding from earlier losses following a surprise API crude inventory build. Gold is up. Industrial metals are mostly higher. There was a muted response overnight to China CPI dipping into deflation territory for the first time since early 2021. Factory gate deflation was worse than expected, but improved on June. China's National Bureau of Statistics attributed the deflation to unfavorable base year effects, arguing that prices will rebound. China's slowing economy and mounting deflation risks are reinforcing calls for more meaningful policy response. In other news, Bloomberg reported that a US plan to restrict investment in China is likely to apply only to Chinese firms that earn at least half their revenue from cutting-edge sectors such as quantum computing and AI. The provision would limit the scope of Biden's executive order expected in the coming days as part of a push to limit Chinese access to sensitive tech. Also making news, the European banking sector is in focus today after Italy unexpectedly approved a 40% windfall tax on Tuesday. However, last night, authorities specified that the new windfall tax could not exceed 0.1% of a lender's total assets. Still, EU markets may be on guard for similar moves by other countries. On the macro front, there has been little data of note released overnight, with South Korean unemployment rate climbing to a six-month high. It is also a quiet day on the US economic calendar, with MBA mortgage applications and crude inventories due to be released. And among the companies due to post their results today, after the close, Walt Disney, Illumina, and Wynn Resorts. In corporate news, Penn Entertainment and ESPN have entered into a long-term exclusive strategic alliance for US online sports betting. At the same time, Penn has sold Barstool back to its founder, David Portnoy. And Bloomberg reported that the United Auto Workers Union's contract demands would add more than $80 billion of labor costs to U.S. automakers, which over the contract's four-year term could wipe out profits and threaten the futures of the companies, including Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Asian equities finished mixed on Wednesday, fluctuating following a weak handover from Wall Street over concerns about the banking sector and China's CPI dipping into deflation territory for the first time since early 2021. In regional news, the offshore yuan has rebounded from a three-week low against the dollar, with the strength tabbed to a much stronger than expected fixing of the daily midpoint, viewed as a sign that authorities are seeking to slow the pace of the yuan's depreciation. Reuters also noted that state-owned banks have been seen selling dollars in the onshore market in a bid to support the yuan. And Thailand's central bank governor said that the Bank of Thailand will cut its growth outlook and may hold or raise rates at its September review. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, after Italy unexpectedly approved a 40% windfall tax on Tuesday, shares of Italian banks are recovering some of their losses today, with the FTSE Italia All Shares Bank Index up around 3%. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.